Welcome to Kairos Church, where we encourage one another daily to live and love like Jesus. We're so glad you're here. Join us each week as we dive into God's Word and explore what it means to live a life of faithful worship, devoted discipleship, authentic community, and intentional mission. If you're in the area, we'd love to see you in person. Our service is every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You're welcome here anytime. Hope you enjoy the service.
And at this time, we're going to dismiss preschoolers to go to their spots, classrooms downstairs, one and two. Well, welcome, Kairos. We're excited for everything that we've been kind of preparing for here today. This is Youth Sunday. This is the first time that we've ever attempted a Youth Sunday. So we're pretty excited about that part too. Super thankful for everybody that's already been up here participating. Can we give another hand for Aurora and Ella being up here? So we're going to have a few things going on. I'm going to try not to lose you. There's two acts. There's going to be act one, and then there will be a time of sharing from two people. Then we'll have act two, and then there'll be a time of sharing from two more people. So if you try to follow along, first act, and then second act. The first act is going to be focused on Mark 12, 28 through 34. Our verses of the year this year were Mark 12, 28 through 31, which is Jesus' greatest commandment. So we'll be speaking on that, not only in act one, but also the sharing throughout. And the second will be on John 13, verses 1 through 17. And I will immediately start taking prayers for the lock-in that I'm going to have to endure for having them do this. So excited about that. But without any further ado, just would I'd like to invite up the students for Act 1, Mark 12, 28 through 34.
One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked them,
"Of all the commandments, which one is the greatest?"
"The most important one,"
answered Jesus,
"is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second one is this: Love your neighbors as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these."
"Well said, teacher,"
the man replied.
"You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart and with all your understanding and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices."
When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him,
"You are not far from the kingdom of God."
And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions.
So that's a reading from Mark 12, 28 through 34. This year we had 2025, not school year, 2024, 2025. We had a lot of Bible studies Monday through Thursday, middle school girls, middle school guys, high school girls, high school guys. And not everyone, because I would forget sometimes. We try to start out the day with just a question along the lines of, hey, in thinking about our verse of the year, Mark 12, 28 through 31, and the way that we're supposed to and called to love not only God, but others around us. Do you guys have any moments that you'd like to share from just your experience this past week? Anybody that you've either seen reflect both this love to God and to others? So we just have a sharing time. Some days were fruitful. Some days, you know, couldn't remember anything that was going on. But like a little bit in the email that I had shared, if you guys read our weekly email, something that I used to miss when I was young is all these little moments where we see the love of God shine through others in our life, whether our friends, parents, strangers, and then it reveals just kind of the love that's woven throughout our lives. So I've asked a couple people to kind of share just some different moments that they would be okay with preparing. And the first two that I'm going to ask to come up here are Emily Brown and Ellis Polly.
Hi, Kairos. My name's Emily. and I'm in seventh grade at Ridgeview. Me and my family, who are sitting over there, we came to our first service here a year ago on Mother's Day. We started coming here because of all the families we loved. At the beginning of the year, Marchant read us the verse Mark 12, 28 through 31. He said it was going to be our focus this year. Overall, the youth ministry has helped me so much throughout the year. At the beginning of the year, there was a lot of uncertainties in many of my relationships, and it was a really hard time for me and a lot of other people. I was straying away from the things God wanted from me, and my life was spiraling out of control. Then I told Marchant, and he asked me to ask God for wisdom and guidance. After praying and reading my Bible and attending church and Bible study on a regular, I saw God's work all around me. I saw it in my friends, I saw it in my family, and in myself. This whole experience helped me love others and treat everyone with kindness, just like Jesus tells us to do in Mark 12. Also, after this, my faith became stronger than ever because I loved Jesus through prayer and service. Overall, I've learned that God is steady and he's always there for you, and it's important to love him above all else. The Kairos Youth Ministry has been a huge part of my faith journey, and I love being with people who are focused on the Lord and his amazing creations.
Hi, my name is Ellis. I just recently joined Kairos in March of this year, but I've been coming for about a year now. Okay. Before I joined Kairos, I didn't know much about God. I went to church most Sundays, attended a few church camps here and there, but I never knew I could have a personal relationship with God. Through Marchant, my friends, Bible studies, lake retreats, and attending church, I've grown my faith more than I could ever imagine a year ago. I've learned how much God loves each and every one of us and how important it is to spread that love with others. I've learned to fill myself with the Lord and Holy Spirit rather than what we think satisfy us. I've also learned how you can come to God no matter what state you're in, whether you've lost a loved one, struggling with mental or physical health, or if you've had the best day ever and you're filled with joy. God listens and doesn't stop. I'm still continuing onto this life-changing journey, and I have made plenty of mistakes. But when you have God in the picture, that seems to weigh the negative things out and look at the world with a different perspective.
Yeah, like one of the few things I said was, hey, speak slowly and loudly. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. So it's been really cool just to kind of see the different ways that they've shared, not only here today, but just all of the students throughout. Both of those girls are part of our middle school girls Bible study. And they've had some really awesome times together. Jane Wilkinson and Tatum Young have both been helping to nurture and grow them through some nighttime Bible studies, and we've just really enjoyed getting to experience worship with them. All right, so that would be Act 1. Act 2 is John 13, verse 1 through 17, and before we get into that, I just want to say I'm super proud. We're going to have two more people that are going to be sharing after that. So John 13, 1 through 17 will be the get-go, and then we'll have two people sharing after that. So if Jesus, the narrator, and Simon Peter could come up to the stage.
It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judah, the son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him,
"Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
Jesus replied,
"You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand."
"No,"
said Peter,
"you shall never wash my feet."
Jesus answered,
"Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
"Then, Lord,"
Simon Peter replied,
"not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well."
Jesus answered,
"Those who have a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and they are
and you are clean, though not every one of you.
For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place.
Do you understand what I have done for you?
He asked them.
You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them.
So in John 13, they're depicting the scene where Jesus was washing his disciples' feet. And it's one of these acts of service and love that we see, right, where Jesus is expressing that, you know, no one is greater than the other. And that's an act of love that we struggle with sometimes as human beings. And I wanted to help portray, you know, this type of love that we're supposed to show to others around us. So I'm going to invite Davis Marshall up here, and he's going to help share his Mark 12, 28 moment.
Hi, as Martin said, I'm Davis Marshall, and the verse in Mark 12 speaks of loving God, but for a while I kind of struggled with what that meant and looked like in my life. Two summers ago, I attended a service and leadership training program at Woodlands Camp in Cleveland, Georgia, and this is where I kind of found the answer to that question, and it's in John 13, what we just read. Jesus, the King of Kings, humbly serving the people that he loves on the way to die for us. This is the prime example of love. Through this program, I began to understand that love isn't just a feeling, but is a deeply rooted connection that compels a response of trusting him, obeying his word, and serving him to advance his kingdom. I was able to grow spiritually and felt what it was like to serve God. That is why this year, after attending Woodlands Camp for the past 9 summers, I felt God calling me to work there. I've seen how the love of the staff and how they serve Jesus, they are able to pour into campers, truly planting seeds of Christ into their hearts. Now I get to do the same. I'll be prepping food, leading activities, and helping the counselors, and just being able to show my love for God and his people through service.
I'd like to invite Sam Murray to come up and share his moment.
Hi, I'm Sam Murray. I'm a freshman at Riverwood High School. I've been going to Kairos with my family for about 3 years now. I started coming here because my friends were attending the youth group and having a great time. It also happens that the Ryans live directly across the street from me. I'm excited to share how Mark 12, 28, 31 has affected my life and helped me by deepening our relationship with God and others around me. About 2 months ago, my granddad was rushed to the hospital after fainting multiple times due to his extremely low blood pressure. Later this day, they told us he had 4 damaged arteries in his heart that were blocking his blood flow. He needed a type of surgery called vascular anastomosis to connect blood vessels to the heart, creating a bypass, allowing for blood from the body to flow to his heart. When I found out, I was filled with fear and uncertainty, as it was a lot for me and my family to take in. This story expresses the teachings of Matthew verses 12, 28 through 31. They're showing that loving God and enlisting my faith in him played a big role in my granddad's procedure and his recovery. This drew my relationship with the Lord through praying and expressing my sorrow and frustration to him. It helped me understand that trusting God is the best thing to do in times of uncertainty and sorrow. I'm so relieved that my granddad is doing good in his recovery and almost back to normal now. I strongly advocate for people who are going through tough times to surround themselves with the people they love and truly have trust in God. Thank you.
There you go. Act 1 and Act 2. Thank you guys for being here.